America Weekend.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. It is that time. For some parents, they are very happy. For other parents, they are sad. Why? Because it's those three magical words, back to school. It's a big transition time. It's a big part of the year. So there are issues that not only the kids deal with, but that the parents deal with as well. So whenever we have anything parenting related, it is time for another edition of Parent Tip with Susie Cerrone. So we say hello to the aforementioned Ms. Cerrone.
Hello, Ed. Happy summer to you and everyone listening.
As a parent, I've always been conflicted. Do I feel bad about this? In a way, I do feel bad. I like having time with my son in the summer. He's going to be going back to school. I also don't like it for another reason. That means fall is coming. And we live in the Northeast, so it's going to get colder. And all of a sudden, all the leaves are going to start to die. So it's a time of the year that not only kids have to deal with, but parents as well.
You know, that is a very tough situation because I, like you, wrestle with it every summer. You know, you want your kid to be a kid, to not have a schedule, to have fun, to wake up whenever they want. I know when I was in school, both my parents worked, and my morning routine was, you know, waking up whenever I wanted to, putting on Channel 5, and watching I Love Lucy reruns and wanting to make popcorn all day. But, you know, there needs to be a balance, and I wrestle with that with my daughter. On the one hand, yes, you want them to have fun, but I don't know if you remember that commercial for a tutoring center where it's the summertime and the kid is at the beach and he's shaking the water out of his ear and you're seeing, like, the math symbols and the letters and the numbers coming out as well. So I really wrestle with that, too. You want your kid to have fun and be a kid, to not have a schedule, but you know, you want them to read. So when my daughter was younger, what I would do is I would tell her, you need to read one book a week. Now, if that's too much for your child, no problem. Make it a book every other week, make it a book a month, but just something. Even when your kid goes to camp, good idea, send them with a small notebook from the dollar store. Yes, I'm bringing up the dollar store again. It is your best friend. Know it, love it, go there. Have them write once a week. What did I do this week? Put it away. 5-10 years from now, they will get a blast out of it. You know, you want them to have fun, but, you know, you don't want all the smarts to fall out either.
Definitely not. I remember when I was in high school, we used to get this large summer reading list, 4 or 5 books, and I would, you know, procrastinate and leave it to the end. So my Labor Day was always consumed with reading cliff notes of all of those books while watching the Jerry Lewis telethon on TV. So that's how that worked out. But this time of the year also brings up something else. It can get mighty expensive for parents as well, because they come home with the lists from the teachers. You got to buy the notebooks. You got to buy the book covers. You got to buy the pencils. Now they have you buying the tissues for the classroom and the wipes and the antibacterial stuff and all of that. Plus, everybody has to go back with new clothes. You need new sneakers. So this puts the onus on parents. This can be a very expensive time of the year as well.
Well, you know, Ed, what I do throughout the year, even, you know, you're going to be getting the school list, I just keep in the back of my mind, school is coming, school is coming. A very popular supermarket chain that we have in the Northeast, for the last month, they've been running one subject notebooks for 25 cents. And I did buy a couple, bought them in a couple of colors just in case. You can get a 9 or 10 pack of pens or pencils for a dollar. Again, the dollar store, a book cover is a book cover, but just keep that in the back of your mind throughout the summer. When you see things, pick them up. And if you can't use them for that price, donate them, give them to a friend.
One thing that was a little annoying is I remember that my son came home with a very large list last year. So off we went to Walmart and bought all this stuff. So he took it with him to school. And then June comes and he brings stuff home. And there's 2 brand new notebooks. There's a thing of erasers that was never used. Here's a protractor that's never been opened up and everything else. So he ends up buying all this stuff that they never used in the first place. And that can get infuriating. So it's always good to keep an eye on what you have left from last year to see if you can still use it for the new year as well. But as they get everything started and you get into the new routine, that's the other thing too. It can be difficult not only for the kids, but for the parents to actually settle into that new routine to get back into the swing of things.
Everybody loves the first day of school. The kids are excited. They get up on time. They have their outfits picked out. You get up, you get them ready, you give them breakfast, you make their lunch. But you know what? I like the little break. My daughter was a camp counselor this summer, It's tough. Am I right, parents? When you work, if you're a single parent like me, 6, 7, 8 weeks, it is pretty tough. And I've got to confess, you know, I like that little break.
What's nice about it as well, you're not scrambling to find out what you're going to do with your child if he or she is too young to stay home. You're not working to get these play dates set up when camp is over and everything else. So in a way, it is like that Staples commercial of what, maybe 10 years ago. Maybe it really is the most wonderful time of year. So there you go. Back to school. Good luck to the kids. Good luck to the parents as well. And it's always nice to have Susie in studio.
Thank you very much, Ed. And parents, have no fear. The dollar store is here.
Sometimes I think Susie has like all kinds of stock
investments.
In some dollar store. We'll explore that in a future episode. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Can the police legally search your home without a warrant? Yes, but can you think of an example? The Final Verdict after this.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancôme gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancôme counter today.
Police can legally search your home if they're in view of contraband or evidence of a crime. They can also search without a warrant if the time needed to process a warrant could compromise potential evidence. And finally, if an officer is already arresting someone in your home, they can search it for weapons or evidence. So, don't believe all those cop shows you see on TV. And that's The Final Verdict.
Fake Green. Glad to be with you. Renewable energy jobs in Germany shot up over 250,000 earlier this year. According to revised German figures, as many as 400,000 people could be employed in the German renewable energy industry within the next number of years. This is 100,000 more jobs than previously predicted, due to the boost the German economy got from massive investment in the renewable sector. Yet U.S. know-how could easily outdo Germany's exports revenues of over $9 billion last year in wind power technology alone. Right now, if Germany continues, they'll see $1 trillion by 2020. This German green money and jobs bubble comes from Germany's renewable energy law, which gave a big stimulus to investment.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.